It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Oh, this is the day we'll be able to go to the puppet show that Terry and Chrissy Thompson are planning, and I have made something that's in the kitchen. I'd like you to see it. It's a little refreshment for their time. It's called an icebox cake. See that? It's made with chocolate wafers and whipped cream. I think I'll just show you how I made it. I won't make a big one like that, but I'll show you. I have some extra wafers and whipped cream. Oh, I need a plate. Kind of cake you might be interested in making. This is called a spatula. Mm-hmm. And what you do is put one of those chocolate wafers down like that. Put a little whipped cream on top of it. And another wafer on top of that. Whipped cream on top of that. Wafer. Whipped cream. Wafer. Whipped cream. Wafer. And on it goes. Like that. You see? And then when you want to, oh, you can make all different shapes and sizes. For instance, I might want a tall tower. And I might want a short tower right beside it. See, like that? Then what you do is just cover the whole thing with whipped cream. It kind of looks like a zebra, doesn't it, with the black and white stripes in there. And then the idea is that you put it in the refrigerator. And the wafers get soft with all that whipped cream around them. And that's the cake. See that? What do you think? See, it doesn't look exactly like this one, but they'd all be different. Because you can, oh, there's somebody at the phone. See who it is. Hello? Who? I can hardly hear you, sweetie. Oh, Chrissy. Oh. Oh, well, when will it be ready? Oh, all right. Well, we won't come until then. I have some refreshment for you. Yeah. Okay. Bye-bye. That was Chrissy Thompson. She was whispering. She said, the play's not ready yet. We'll have it in about 10 minutes. Well,
you know, 10 minutes is time enough for us to have some of our own make-believe right here. Better just put these in the refrigerator. I must remember to take this with me. I guess this better go in too. I suppose there's a lot of work to get that play together. But she said it will be ready in about 10 minutes. So why don't we make believe that Lady Aberlin has been working so much with that television that she's just taking a nap in the garden here at the castle. She could be sitting on her rolling camera attachment. Okay? Pretend that the trolley is coming to the neighborhood of make-believe. Lady Aberlin, it's your friend Edgar Cook. Lady Aberlin, are you all right?
Hello, Edgar.
Hello.
I guess I must have fallen asleep.
Are you feeling all right, m'lady?
Oh, I'm feeling fine. It's just that I've been working so hard and for so many hours that I find I just have to catch a nap whenever I can.
Well, Lady Elaine wants to speak to you on the telephone. I'll get it for you.
She probably has another assignment for me. If it's not one thing, it's another.
Here's the phone.
Thank you. Hello, Lady Elaine? Nothing at the moment. A zebra? In the studio? When is it coming? Okay, I'll be there. A witch? But where am I going to find one of those? Okay, I see what you mean, Lady Elaine. Okay, Lady Elaine, yours for loving television.
That was Lady Elaine.
That was. And as usual, she has another plan.
For her television?
Yes, she's expecting the world's smallest talking zebra. And she wants me to find the world's smallest talking witch.
Why does she want a witch?
So the zebra can talk to the witch. It will be a first on television for such a thing, she says.
I see. Well, good luck to you, Lady Aberlin.
Oh, thank you, Edgar. Now, where will I find the world's smallest talking witch? Maybe Daniel Striped Tiger might be able to help. He knows a lot about small things.
Thank you.
Lady Evelyn.
Hi, Dale.
I'm glad to see you. It's been a long time.
I've been working real hard on the television.
I've been watching your programs. They're really good.
Oh, there's a new one coming up with a talking zebra and a talking witch.
Well, who's going to play that?
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Oh, I couldn't be a zebra or a witch.
No, I just wondered if you knew a talking witch.
Well, the only one I know is Henrietta Pussycat's little puppet.
Oh, that's a great idea. Do you suppose a puppet witch would be all right?
Well, there aren't any real witches, you know.
Oh, of course not. A puppet witch will be just fine. Thank you, Daniel. You're such a help.
I like to be Ugga Mugga.
Ugga Mugga.
Yum, 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 witch.
Oh, it's a great witch, Henrietta.
Yum, yum, scary?
Not terribly scary, but it's exactly what we need for a TV program.
Yeah, TV, meow, meow?
Yes, would you bring your witch puppet to MGR TV and have her talk with a talking zebra?
Meow, meow, zebra bite?
I don't think so. It's supposed to be the world's smallest zebra.
Meow, meow, come, meow, meow, won't bite.
Well, Lady Elaine will be there, and so will I.
Meow, okay. Meow, go.
Oh, good. I'll meet you at the studio.
Meow, 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 meow. This brings to a close our fireside chat for today. There's so much in this world to chat about, and I like to bring you the best of what there is. You can always count on MGR TV for the best. And speaking of that, be sure to stay tuned for a special program which will follow very soon. It will feature the smallest talking zebra and the smallest talking witch in the world. That will be next on MGR TV.
Hi, lady.
Oh, did you find a small witch for me?
Certainly did. She'll be here in a second.
Oh, good. Can't wait
myself.
Are you
nervous?
Meow, 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 witch, meow.
There she is. Isn't she wonderful?
Oh, don't tell me that's the witch.
It was the smallest one we could find.
Well, hide down here, Henrietta, so nobody will know it's a puppet. Meow, okay. Yeah. Now, where's the zebra? It's really hard to get these programs together. Where is that zebra?
Well, you said that it was going to be here. I haven't seen it.
Well, the talent agency said it would be here right this minute.
Oh. They're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Where's the witch? Where's the witch? I want to meet the witch.
And here you have it, friends. Straight from the MGR TV studios. The first meeting of the smallest zebra and the smallest talking witch in the world.
Where's the witch?
Meow, meow, witch.
You sound like a cat.
Meow, meow, cat witch.
Well, you're the first cat witch I've ever met. How about a dance?
Okay. There you have it, friends, the first zebra and cat witch dance in the history of television.
Hey, you're just a puppet. Who's that under there?
This ends the program for today. Hurry up, put up a sign and some music here, right away. Yes, this ends the program for today.
Why, you're just a cat.
Meow.
You're really good with that puppet.
Meow, get glad, meow, like it. Meow, I'm a good dancer, too.
I'm glad you think so.
Let's all go to the museum cafeteria. Turned out to be a great show, didn't it? Come along this way, friends.
Playing with puppets can be fun. Henrietta Pussycat even found that out. You know, with the dancing. There's lots that we do with our make-believe. Oh, it's about time to go over now to the McFeelys. What is it that I'm supposed to take with me? The icebox cake. Did remind me a little of a zebra. Are you ready to go? Okay. Let's go to the McFeelys and see the play that Terry and Chrissy Thompson are making. Come along. Mr. McFeely. Well, I'm certainly ready to see the surprise.
We have a surprise. The whole family's here, ready for the big surprise today.
Good.
Oh, there comes Terry.
Hey, Terry.
Hi, Mr. Rogers. We're all ready now, Grandpa.
You're all set. Well, I'll tell the rest of them to come out.
Okay,
we're all
let's
set, everybody.
Go along.
Come on, right this way, right this way. Just step right up.
Come on.
Hi, Mrs. McFeely.
Mr. Rogers, quite a day.
Well, Chrissy, you've
sure
done a
is.
Fine job on the stage. Don't forget to tell Terry
surprises.
I am with it.
Well,
and there's I know that the
well,
play
Terry,
is going to be
Mr. McFeely.
Hello. I'll just take the cake there for you.
I made that for you. Hi, Elsie.
Oh, girls, that's what you've been working
with
on
me?
All this time.
This is quite
a surprise, my dear.
Surprise.
Oh, I think we have a little speech here.
Welcome to our puppet shows, ladies and gentlemen. The play will be The Princess and the Purple Pea by Terry and Chrissy Thompson.
Can't wait to see that.
And then you can watch them make the puppets move up there.
I like puppet shows.
The hardest part is the waiting.
Yes.
Getting ready back there.
There's the curtains
there
open.
Once upon a time there was a princess who lived with her mother and father, the king and queen. One day there was a ball at the palace, and all the men and women in the kingdom came.
Oh, what a lovely party. I just love to dance.
Yes, so do I.
Look at that handsome prince. I want to marry him.
After everyone had left, they danced together. But before they could get married, a mean fairy who had not been invited to the ball turned the princess into a fox. And the prince into a purple pea.
Oh no! Oh no! Where's my darling handsome prince whom I'm supposed to marry?
Oh no! Oh no! Where can my princess be? That can't be my princess.
That can't be my prince.
So the purple pea rolled away to a castle where no one had lived for 2,000 years, and the fox princess went and lived in the forest. One day, the fox princess met a rabbit.
What shall I do? Then a fox? What is wrong? I'm not a fox. I'm a princess, and a mean fairy has turned. question.
Well, what is it?
How can this fox turn herself back into a princess, which is what she is in real life?
I think we better go ask Dark Brown Fur Bear.
Dark Brown Fur Bear?
Dark Brown Fur Bear, we have a question.
Well, what is it?
How could this fox turn herself back into a princess, which is what she is in real life?
I think we should send this poor fox to us, the nurse fairy.
What a good idea.
Yes, what a good idea.
A very good idea.
That's just what I'll do.
There's the nurse fairy.
I'm not a fox. I'm a princess and a mean fairy has turned me into a fox.
How sad.
But the bear and the dog and the rabbit said you would help me.
And so I shall go to the magic castle where no one has lived for 2,000 years and see what you find on the top floor.
So the fox princess went to the castle and climbed 40 million stairs to the top floor.
Where all she found was a pile of old mattresses. She was tired and sad and decided to get some sleep.
That's Chrissy making that one.
Even though I'm as tired as can be, I still can't get to sleep on these mattresses. There's something hard underneath, and I'm all black and blue.
That's what the mean fairy said I had to wait for. You must be my long-lost princess.
But you're nothing but a purple bee.
You are my long-lost princess.
And now we can live happily ever after.
They got married at once and danced. Then they ate bologna pie and potatoes for supper and danced some more. Then they slept, and when they got up, they cleaned up the living room and washed the windows, and then they danced in the ballroom. Then the telephone rang. It was Grandma McFeely who said she was coming right over.
The end.
There's the curtain, Paul.
Very, very good, ladies.
Congratulations.
That was excellent.
Well, you certainly like to dance in that.
We have some refreshments here, too.
That was a great surprise.
Hey, Chrissy, you said there was bologna pie in that plate. And this isn't bologna pie, but it's a little cake that we made for you.
Oh, won't you stay and have some refreshments?
I have another one over at my place, and I have to get back. But it's good to be with you all.
Oh, come back again soon.
Congratulations on a fine play.
See you. I'll pass the cups out. Maybe you can serve.
Come along. A special day, yeah. Didn't you think they did well with that story? Did you ever hear the story of the princess and the pea? Well, Terry and Chrissy told that story in their own way. No one ever told it quite like that before. And nobody told them how to make up a story. They just did it. They planned it all. I'm proud of them. Take a look at this cake. It's coming along fine. Tall tower, small tower. I could even put one of those on each one. Take that home with me. I was just thinking. I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you're as proud as I am proud of you. I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud of you, too. Sure, you make up stories. You have great play. It's fun to feel proud of your friends. How about you, fish? Which would I feed the fish? Fish food or cake? Fish food, of course. This would make them sick. There you are, fish. We've had a big week together, you and I. And I've liked being with you. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy today. Snap, snap. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling, you know, that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. These are children who gave us some special pleasure today. Adults like giving children pleasure. Children like giving adults pleasure. I'll be back next week. Bye.
Television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Yes.